Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Jenny Dietrich of Spin Sucks, and today's show is brought to you by Social Joey and Better. Before we get going, a quick note. We've got a big announcement coming soon. Many of you joined us for the past few years at MITCON, IFA's Marketing Innovation Technology Conference. I'm glad to once again be the co-chair of the event and the MC. And next week on this show, we will be announcing this year's keynote speaker. It's a world-class speaker and marketing genius who you all know and love. So be sure to hold the date on your calendar, October 28th, 29th, and 30th in Phoenix. Registration opens soon, and the keynote will be announced here next week. Jenny Dietrich.
Woo, I know who it is. Woohoo!
How's that for a tease, right?
That's awesome, yeah.
I better not say too much. If I keep talking, I might trigger
you might, yeah. Some legal action. Might as well. You probably shouldn't have told me because don't say anything.
All right. Okay, we better stop.
Okay.
Jenny Dietrich, the founder of Spin Sucks, the agency, the author of the best-selling book, Spin Sucks, and the host of the Spin Sucks podcast.
Wow, so much Spin Sucks.
You've gotten a lot of mileage out of that name. Let me just
I have. Yes. It is the brand.
The brand of Spin Sucks. And you've got some other books and some other projects going on, but none of them are as fun to say as Spin Sucks.
It is fun to say. I feel like you're a really good MC. You should just follow me around and do that over and over again.
Just introduce you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time we do a podcast, we have to take a little walk down memory lane, and I got a little notice on Facebook yesterday that 9 years ago yesterday, we were with the PRSA Chicago chapter, and I was interviewing you in a fireside chat for a meeting back in, 2011, and I got to thinking how different public relations, marketing, and everything.
Yeah.
9 years ago. Think about
That's crazy. And just think about, 9 years ago. And what was it a few weeks ago that our first IFA conference was 11 years ago,
I think? Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was back in 2009 when
we did the big first When we were still in high school when we did that.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago. Yeah, you were 16 and I was 18, I think.
Yes, exactly. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the math really works out there too well, but that was fun. And not too many years after that, you developed one of the things that I really wanted to ask you about today, the peso model, which you have brought into, what are we calling this decade? I guess we're in the 20s now. You've brought the new version of the peso model into the 20s.
Yes, I like it.
So before we talk about what's new, give us a little background on the peso model. How did you develop it and why did you develop it?
You know, I have to come clean because had I known that it was going to take the industry by storm like it has, I probably would have put a little more strategic forethought into it.
A little more trademarking and ownership.
Oh, and copyright and, you know, all of that that came later, but after yes. Yes. So it was the process that we used internally at my agency. And when I wrote the book Spin Sucks, I was talking, you know, I was writing through that process and I was talking the reader through what it looks like when you have an integrated communications program, and it's not just media relations, events, crisis, and reputation management, but it includes content and social advertising, email marketing, lead generation, marketing communications, those kinds of things. And as I was writing those chapters, my publisher said, you know, this is really interesting. Do you have a graphic that demonstrates, you know, how this all fits together? And I was like, no, because, you know, why would I? It's just something that we did internally.
And we talk about things.
Yeah, but why would we have a process around it? What does that mean?
One of those newfangled infographics.
Right. So she said, can you create one? So I hired a designer and I handed him the chapters, and he designed this beautiful graphic that we just put in the book. And I really, that was it. That was all the thought I gave it, because it was in the book and I was mired in the, in, you know, writing the book and then publishing the book and then marketing the book and speaking and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't really think anything of it, but as people read the book, they were like, this makes a ton of sense. And it just sort of took off. And probably about a year after, maybe even longer, a year after the book was published, I went, oh crap. I have to trademark this and get the copyright and actually say, wait a second, this is ours. Hello.
Right.
And I bet it was 2015. So I bet it was 2 years. It took 2 years for me to do that. And so throughout the years, we certainly continue to use it with our clients, and it's something that we've, you know, created content around and all those kinds of things. But finally we decided we needed to put a stake in the sand and say, all right, you guys, if you're going to use the PESO model, you need to learn how to correctly implement it.
Mm. So it's not even a, you can't use it, I own it, and this is like my version of let's get ready to rumble, which no. I'm probably going to get sued for saying that.
Probably.
But you like people using and sharing it, but having, you know, some sort of credit to those of you who came up with the idea.
Yeah. And I mean, our vision is to change the perception that people have of the PR industry, which is why I launched a blog called Spin Sucks, because people still today think that PR people are spin doctors or liars, or we're now creators of fake news, right?
Yeah,
and that's just not the case. So the more people who use it and implement it and execute a PESO model program, the better, I think, for the industry. I think for organizations, just overall, it's better. So I want people to use it. But what we have found in the last 8 years is that people take the graphic and they post it on the website and they say, we use the PESO model, and that's the end of it. They don't actually use it, or they're only using certain pieces of it. So they might do social and media relations, or they might do content and media relations, but that's it. And so that's what we found consistently throughout the years, over and over and over again. So we were like, okay, let's figure out a way to help the industry not just say they use it, but actually use it, learn how to implement it correctly, and let's create a certification so that people who have gone through the process and understand the process can say, I have a stamp of approval.
Mm. And let's talk a little bit about what's in the model. So it's PESO paid media, mm-hmm. earned media,
yep.
shared media, and owned media.
Correct.
How has it changed since you developed this, 7 years ago? What's been added here in 2020?
Well, you know, we took things off like Google Plus.
Oh, Google Plus.
Yeah, Google Plus.
We hardly knew ye.
But what we did this time around is we looked at it more strategically. So before, it was just really a list of tactics. I mean, under the social media, the shared media circle you had in the graphic, you had Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, Google Plus. I don't think you had Pinterest. I don't think Instagram was in there yet.
No, 7 years ago, probably wasn't. You probably just missed out on MySpace.
Yeah. So this time around, we really took a strategic look at it and we said, okay, instead of it being tactically based, how do you approach the PESO model and implementation from a strategic standpoint?
You know what I really like about that too, especially on the social end of it, is making it more strategic and talking about, you know, in the model, you've got organic social, and then, you know, paid social is part of the paid media part of the model. And you're not listing out things that may not be relevant 3 years from now, you know, like right. Google Plus, right?
Right.
Could you imagine, it's like, you know, if you put something in there about TikTok today, you're going to fire up every, you know, one of those marketers out there that is like, oh my God, what are we doing about TikTok?
Right.
And they focus on that little tactic instead of seeing the bigger picture of
you're exactly sure, right. Yes.
You know, there's organic and there's paid and there's things there. And maybe TikTok, we could have a conversation about that. But I think too often people put graphics up like that and it turns into, you know, hey boss, really Jenny says we have to get
and that's not what I'm saying at all. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes. That's a really good point. Yes. You know human behavior very well.
Yeah. Well, you know, after a while, they finally caught up to me. So the shared part of it is really, I guess that's kind of where I live most of the time.
Sure.
The paid as well, though. Do you have things in here that really didn't exist 7 years ago, or they did, but we didn't have a name for them? Things like influencer marketing and, you know, which we would find on social channels and things like that. Did that go into this model now too?
It did. I think it was in the first model as well, but it was more under the earned piece of it. And in this update or refresh, whatever you want to call it, it falls between paid and earned. So instead of falling directly into the earned, it's a combination of the two, because as you well know, you can't just earn influencer credit or influencer mentions anymore. You usually have to pay for them as well.
Yeah. And maybe that is a difference between now and the previous decade.
I think it is for sure.
There were some great influencers out there that you got for nothing and not anymore. What else are we looking at that's really been changed over the past few years, or something that maybe just didn't exist at all? You know, I know SEO and a lot of things like that have evolved, but it was still, you know, a major part of this 7 years ago. Is there anything else that's just brand?
Yeah, I mean, SEO, we added, it wasn't in the first one and we added it in this one because, especially from a front end perspective, a content perspective, it's so important for marketers to not rely just on, you know, meta descriptions and meta tags and alt images and, you know, alt tags and all those kinds of things, but to really understand how Google is ranking your content based on how authoritative and good it is. So we added that in. So even though it was technically part of earned media, the earned media section, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, we did add in that to it from a, you know, when you work all this together and implement it together, execute all four media types, you have that. And we added in BERT and, you know, eating content and all that stuff in there. We also added in lead generation because this is one of the things that we hear over and over again is that PR is great and we understand that it does a lot for brand, but we need it to translate to sales. And so we've added that in so that especially communicators can understand how to take the work that they're doing and show a direct correlation to sales.
You've always been a great proponent of that PR actually drives business. Yep. And it, you know, it is part of the sales process and taking care of customers and everything else. When so many people in the industry just, you know, wanted to stay as far away from sales as possible. And you know, I think even in that PRSA fireside chat we were doing 9 years ago, I remember part of that was trying to get PR people to realize that, hey, this new social media thing, you might want to own that in your
marketing. Yes. And we're still having that conversation. Yes.
Before marketing comes in and swipes
I think it might be too late, but yes.
Yeah. So you've updated this now. Where do you see this going next? Is it going to be at the speed of things changing now? Is it going to be another 7 years before you have to update it, or are you already thinking about the next generation?
Yeah, I would venture to guess, well, it'll be an annual thing that we have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's quite a task, but for all of us who steal this model and put it on our PowerPoint slides, we thank you for
Please credit Spin Sucks.
Always. So tell me some other things going on with this. I know you do a lot of master classes for for various leaders in different worlds and agency leaders and things like that. Have you done master classes on the new peso models?
We have. And in fact, if you go to spinsucks.com/academy, you can access it, our latest one, for free. I mean, it'll cost you an email address, but I'm very weird about people's email addresses because I have them. I don't really use them. And, you know, I have a business coach who was always like, Jenny, you have 80,000 email subscribers. Why don't you use them? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird about it. So it will cost you an email address and I may never do anything with it, but right. you can access it for free.
You've had my email address for a long time. I've never seen any spam. So I think we're safe, but boy, that's a heck of a custom audience target on Facebook as I'm sitting here thinking out loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we use it for that. For
okay,
sure.
Good. Yes. Good. Good.
And lookalike audiences.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah. 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 Good. Anything else new with you? Any other big projects or is it just going to be constantly updating the peso model from now on?
Well, I will tell you that as part of this, we launched an online course and we are partnered with the SI Newhouse School for Public Communications at Syracuse, which is the number two PR program in the world. Thank you very much.
Nice.
And so they are offering the certification piece of it. So you go through the peso model course with us, and then there's an exam, which I'm going to say is, I mean, it's like taking a college course exam. When you pass that, you will get your certification.
Nice.
That's stamped both by us and Syracuse. So that's pretty exciting. The other thing about that is they are now requiring with the graduating class of 2024, that they have to go through our curriculum to get their communications degree from Syracuse.
Wow.
So the goal is to get in 5 more schools this year in that same fashion and then build it out from there.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think cool. The goal is the first time I see a resume come across my desk that says peso certified.
That'll be cool. And you have to call me. You did it.
We will be posting that on Instagram, folks, when that happens.
That's awesome.
Jenny, we'll be right back in just a moment with some more contact information. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules, alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small, multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better offers users access to manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Jenny, thanks for joining me today and sharing. A little bit of background on the peso model. If our listeners want to take a look at this thing or learn more about it or maybe check out the master classes, where should we send them?
Well, spinsucks.com is easy, but if you want to go specifically to the academy, it's spinsucks.com/academy.
Excellent. We will have links to that at socialgeekradio.com and in today's show notes. Jenny, thanks so much for being here. I look forward to chatting again really soon.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to you for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.